Joining me now at Edgar Street is Hereford's match winner, John Brown. Great to get that goal for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was buzzing. I thought, to be fair, the whole game, 90 minutes there, from 1 to 11, all the boys were terrific. And I thought we thoroughly deserved the 3 points in the end.
Credit to Micah Evans for coming down that right-hand side. He carved out that opportunity for you, didn't he?
Definitely, yeah. I think he did it all game long, even towards the end. You know, you've seen him get into the box and putting balls in there. Into the good areas. I thought, like I said, everyone worked really hard, and if we work hard, then you've got a chance in this at this level. So,
did you think you were going to get to that? You showed good technique to get the high, you know, your foot high above the ball to drill it in.
I did, but I heard Josh O'Keefe coming behind me, and I was going to leave it at 1 point, but then I thought, I'm ahead of him, so I'll take it and got my head over the ball, and thankfully it went to the bottom corner for me.
The balls looked quite confident at the start of the game, despite the reverse at Agbra.
Yeah, Gaffer said, you know, to be fair, the second half for Kidderminster on Boxing Day, the first half we went at the races, and the boys know that, but second half I thought we were quality, and I think we took that performance into tonight's game and from the Cambridge game, and hopefully moving on now we can take into Kidderminster on New Year's Day as well.
How important was it to go 4-3-3 from the beginning of the game today to push Forest Green back?
I think it worked, but to be fair, any formations, I think, if you all work hard, because they were, you know... If we all work hard together, I mean, formation doesn't really mean an awful lot at this level. But, I thought the formation worked, and everybody, even the strikers, you've seen Ranks come a left wing a few times, track the fullback, Sharpie, Micah, so it worked, yeah.
And second half, you relied on the back four, really, because Forest Green did up the tempo, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely, the boys were tremendous, the back four. Josh O'Keefe as well did an awesome job in front of the back four, sitting on his toes, and Westy as well, some great crosses at the end. So
it's all about teamwork, and I think everybody put in full shift.
Yeah, definitely. The gaffer made that point before the game. If we took the work rate from the Cambridge game into this game in the second half of Kidderminster, then hopefully we could get 3 points and improve that.
And it's good to see Danny Leadbitter back for United.
Yeah, you know, it was a bit harsh, and obviously the 2-game suspension for himself, and I'm sure he'll be back in the starting 11 as soon as he can, really work hard. But obviously Dom Collins has done tremendous as well, the whole back four, back five boys, so it's going to be competition for places now.
Moving on to January the 1st, Kidderminster Harriers local derby. I'm sure the players will be fired up for that.
Definitely, we want 3 points in that game, especially after the Boxing Day defeat. So,
and you know that they're going to be trying to get a bounce back after their humiliating defeat today.
Yeah, against Luton, just went down to 10 men. But as long as we start, well, the first 20 minutes, then hopefully we can take this performance into that game and get 3 points at home.
And finally, a message for the fans, because I think in the last couple of games they're finding their voices now.
Yeah, definitely. They were awesome tonight, you know, towards the end, and they were like the 12th man. A few of us were tired, especially me. I haven't been out for 5 weeks, but hopefully they stick with us now for the end of the season.